Well, a pleasant evening to you. We're delighted you tuned in tonight and that we can study the Word of God together. If you'll be turning your Bibles to the book of Job in the 21st chapter, we'll begin our study there in just a moment of time. We're mindful of those who are sick. We have many here at O'Neill who are dealing with ailments, some dealing with the virus, and we ask that you pray for them. And we want to encourage each other and uplift each other during this time. We're also mindful of those who are grieving. We are mindful of the Baker family, and we're so sorry that we lost Brother Baker. We ask that you pray for the family. And there's others in the community that we've lost that are near and dear to people here at O'Neill. We ask that you continue to pray for them. If you take your Bible in the book of Job and the 21st chapter, I want us to observe some things written at this particular time, beginning at verse 1. Then Job answered and said, "Listen carefully to my speech, and let this be your consolation. Bear with me that I may speak, and after I've spoken, keep mocking. As for me, is my complaint against man? And if it were, why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be astonished. Put your hand over your mouth. Even when I remember I am terrified and trembling takes hold of my flesh, why do the wicked live and become old, yes, become mighty in power? Their descendants are established with them in their sight, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them." At this particular time, you'll find that Job is undergoing many trials in life. And if you were to sum up the feeling Job had for a majority of the book, it would be, life is not fair. And a large part of the book deals with Job's trials and Job trying to figure out why all this has befallen him. And when you read in your Bible, in the book of Job and the 21st chapter, you'll find that Job is saying, unfairness is hard to swallow. Now let's examine several things about that particular statement. In Job 21, notice that Job is talking to his friends and he makes an appeal, "Listen to me, and then you can go and continue to mock me." Job's friends had come with some accusations against him. They say, "Well, Job, the reason you're suffering and the reason all this has befallen you is because you've sinned. You've done some violation against the law of God, against the will of God, and God is punishing you, Job." That was the mindset of his friends. They contended that Job had violated God's law and God was punishing him. And here you think about Job is a man, and they argue that God should reward those who do good and punish those who do evil. And they say, "Job, you've done evil and God is punishing you." But then why is Job, a supposedly good man, suffering so much apparent punishment? And Job's friends are confident of God's fairness, defend the world as it is. They tell Job, "Use your common sense. God would not afflict you without cause." That the reason God is afflicting you, Job, is you violated His will. And Job knows he's done nothing to deserve such punishment, and he pleads his innocence. And then he begins to wonder, is God on my side? Job said, "Here I am on the ash heap. Here I am with sores from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I've lost my children. I've lost all of my goods. I've lost all of my income. And here I suffer while the wicked prosper." And this goes against everything Job believes. Job is wondering, does God care for me? And Job is asking, why is God allowing the wicked to prosper while he hurts? Is God unfair? And you know, that's been a question asked through the age. Is God unfair? Now I want to bring several things to your mind, that how people try to deal with fairness. And people take different approaches. First of all, some people are like Job's wife in Job 2:9. Job's wife's approach was, curse God and die. That there's no such thing as a loving God, because a loving God would not allow such to happen to Job. And so she said, live as though he's not there, deny his existence. And I want you to understand that there are many people that when tragedy strikes in their life, they begin to deny God. They begin to turn against God. They believe that God should make this life so pleasant and so good that they do not have any struggles or trials in life. Then there's a second view that some people have. Some people hold the view that God cannot do anything about the life. He can't do anything about it. Some labor under the view that God cares, but is powerless to do anything about our trials. That if He could, He would. But they argue that God does not have that power. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that say if God is loving, He wouldn't allow suffering. But I'll tell you, my friend, they do not understand God. But that brings up a third thing. Some people just evade the problem of fairness. You know, they look ahead and just say unfairness is temporary. And the Hindu doctrine of karma is that good and bad equals out. According to Hindu doctrine, it takes a soul 68,000 incarnations to realize perfect justice. Can you imagine such a doctrine? And yet many hold to that doctrine. But then I'll tell you, there's some others that take another view. They water down injustice and unfairness. They say God is just trying to teach you something. And that may be true. God was allowing these afflictions to happen to Job. But I'll tell you, my friend, many times we just pass over the fact that that does not mean God is not fair. And many times people say God won't give you more than you can handle. Now that's true as far as temptation. We read that in 1 Corinthians 10:13. But notice that Job is at the end of his resources here. Job has taken all he can take. And Job is saying, why is this happening? I'll tell you, there's times in life where we almost feel like we're broken. And we are at the end of our resources and all we have is God. And I'll tell you something, we should see that every day. But I'll tell you, there's another thing. Some deny the problem and insist that life is fair. They insist the world is fair. Then my question is, if life is fair, then why do babies have cancer? Why do children get sick? You remember in the book of John in the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 1 through verse 4, when there was a blind man, the disciples asked Jesus, who sinned, his parents or him, that he was born blind? And Jesus said, neither his parents nor the man sinned. I want you to understand that because we go through troubles, though we go through heartache, it's not God punishing us. Sometimes people hold that view that God is punishing us, and I'll tell you, my friend, that's not what the Bible is teaching. But I'll tell you something else. We don't always understand or know why we suffer. We don't always know why life is unfair. Take your Bible for just a moment. Go back to the book of Job, and this time in the 23rd chapter. When you come to Job 23, notice Job gets a little bold. Notice what he says in verse 1. Then Job answered and said, even today my complaint is bitter. My hand is listless because of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. I would present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in his great power? No. But he would take note of me. Then the upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Notice at this time, he's saying, I'll tell you one thing. If God would just let me stand before his throne and ask him some questions, I would understand. But my friend, that's not exactly right. Because come later to the book of Job, and notice in the latter part, in Job 38 beginning, that God begins to question Job. And he says to him in verse 2, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me. Job, you had some questions for me. I'll tell you what, let me ask you some questions. And if you can answer them, Job, maybe I can explain some things to you. But Job couldn't answer him because he asked in verse 4, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Job had earlier said, I would understand. But now Job is beginning to see he would not understand. Look in your Bible in the book of Job again. And notice in verse 4 of Job chapter 40, he said, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I've spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further." And God said, let me tell you, Job, in beginning in verse 6, I've got some more questions for you. And you can read Job 38, 39, 40, and 41, and notice all the questions God asked, and Job can't answer any of them. So in Job 42, notice what Job answers the Lord in verse 2. "I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know." Job begins to understand. He does not understand why life is fair, but he understands this much. God is. I want us to think about the fact there's a difference between life being unfair and God. Now, I want us to think about some lessons we must learn. First of all, God's existence does not depend on my circumstances. Those who deny God's existence or power need to examine those last five chapters of Job that we just were talking about and explain Job's response to God. God is almighty. Look at the order of the universe. Look at His creation. Just look at the human body and try to explain to me that it's here by accident. It is here by design. The body works by design. I'll tell you something. It would take more faith to believe that we have evolved into this than it does to believe there's a creator. Because there is too much design involved. We have the vascular system, the skeletal system, the reproductive system. We have all the blood works. We have how God designed the body. God is the designer. And because I have issues in life does not mean that God is not there. Secondly, we need to remember throughout the Bible, men and women face trials. Faithful people hurt. They suffered. They faced things that are unfair. Abraham, Moses, Elijah, Joseph, Paul, others. And their relationship to God was more than, "I will follow you as long as things are good here." But they followed in spite of such bad times. You know what we need to learn? Not to confuse life with God. Because we live in a sin-cursed world, because we live in a fallen world, life is not fair, but God is. And one day God's going to bring justice to all, and God is going to bring about everything that He said He would bring about. You want to talk about unfairness, and you want to see that life is not fair, look at the cross. Here is God, life eternal. But notice, my friend, He gave His only Son so that we can have forgiveness of sin. Was that fair to Jesus? Who had no sin, who done no wrong, and yet He sacrificed Himself for our sin. And then we are called to take up our cross and follow Him. Oh, we live in a fallen world, and people go against God's will. But you know, my friend, when I look at the cross, I see that God was willing to allow His Son to be unjustly tried, unfairly accused, so that I could be forgiven. Since we live in a sin-cursed world, life is not fair. Good people suffer, bad people prosper here. But we need to remember, we're not home yet. Take your Bible and look at what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2. When you come to the epistle that Peter was written in 1 Peter chapter 2, notice with me that Peter has a wonderful statement to say in verse 9 and 10. He said, "Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Underscore that. Then he says, "Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you." Judgment will be reserved for when we meet Jesus. Now, God may discipline us here. God may allow us to go through heartache, just like He allowed Job. But notice, my friend, Job suffered all those things. And at the end of the book, he doesn't know why he suffered. He didn't know Satan had come and made accusation against him. He never did know why he suffered. Have you ever thought about God had a lot riding on Job? And God may have a lot riding on you. And our life, when heartache and trials and troubles come, it's when we put our faith in God the most. Life is not fair, but God is. And God is the one that we need to please. You know, God is in us hurting. God is not in that causing the pain. And God looks at us, and He may allow us to go through things to discipline us, to train us, to teach us. But it's for our good. I'll tell you, you want to know when God is fair is when you see the judgment day. And I want to know, are you ready for that day? Life may be unfair, but never forget, God is. Thank you for studying with me this evening.